Hello and welcome to the Winning Post Preview Podcast. I am Joel Marshall. I know I promised John Barker would be back this week, but he is not. He is busy man. So it's been left with myself and Carl DiOrio. Carl racing this week. Of course, we had the big winter championships at Flemington last week, and we're back to headquarters this week. No black type racing, but still a pretty solid card and a bit of depth to some of those fields.
Always is at Flemington. They're just always good racing at Flemington. And this week, yeah, not as strong as last week, but still quality non-race card. And interstate, we've got a couple of stakes races as well, which helps support an okay off-peak Saturday of racing.
Yes, those stakes races we speak of, the Winter Stakes at Rose Hill and also the Tattersall's Mile. They seem to run very many of those Tattersall's Miles in Brisbane, but there's one of them at Doomben on Saturday. And we also have a black type race in the West, Belmont Classic 2200 for the three-year-olds. We'll get to those shortly. We'll start with Flemington. And yeah, with no black type racing, we'll take you through our best and value and anything else we might like. Carl, what were you keen on Saturday?
Yeah, my best bet was race 6, number 6, Law de Spree. Thought it would go very well first up, and it almost won, almost toppled Rough Justice. And I thought the effort was very good. It got back. It was cluttered up in traffic, perhaps for just 50 to 100 metres too long, and charged home into second behind Rough Justice. The final 200 split was 11.33, which was exceptionally quick. And in that race, they did kind of sit up, but still, in going fairly slow in front, they still ran about 5 lengths quicker than the open class horses that day. So I guess they were running a bit of time, and it was a pretty good effort by Law de Spree. And I think if it reproduces that effort, it's going to be pretty hard to beat, and drawn out wide, which is where you probably want to be on the straight track course. My value bet comes up in race 8, and that's over the mile, number 2, At First Sight. Really like the way this horse found the line first up at Cranbourne in the heat of the Winter Championship Series behind Lucky on Barefoot. And its only win came second up. The only win of its career. It's won 1 from 19. It's former Lloyd Williams horse. But I do think it's just starting to find its mark with Darren Weir. It was placed in a couple of country cups last year behind Mujadal in the Ararat Cup and Ballarat Cup. I think the rise to 1600 metres will suit. And I just think this 1600 metre race, it's a little bit weak. I think Majestic Duke and perhaps the 3-year-old Acturat are the ones to beat. But besides that, there's a few in there that are very beatable. And I think At First Sight, around about the $21 mark, represents great each way value.
All right, well, I will make my best bet in that race. Actuariat, Greg Urell's 3-year-old that you mentioned. I'm not really keen on the price, what, 360, 380 they're betting. I thought he'd be $5 at least, which is certainly what I want, so I'll be waiting. But I think he'd be tough to beat. He had a bit of a let up after an Adelaide campaign where he ran well in a couple of stakes races and hit the line strongly at Caulfield first up, beating home Raposo, who, I must admit, didn't have the clearest of pass that day, but it's good form. Raposo, of course, came out and won the Silver Bowl final last week. So Actuariat, good time to tackle the older horses late in the season. Craig Williams to ride, I think he'll be pretty hard to beat. I made my value Living on a Prayer, race 4, number 5. If you can find anything like his best, this horse, he had a big weight first up. That was just a fitness run. He's had one go down the straight, and that was a third to Charmel Wind. And he ran well that day, 56 kilos after the claim. He's in probably a good spot barrier-wise to sit just off your likely leaders, Il Cavallo, Kaiser Sun. So I think he'll run well at big odds. And the other one that I was keen to see on Saturday was Little Hottie, race 5, number 13. First up from a spell, but Mick Kent can get them right fresh. There's a bit of depth to this race and a few informed fillies, but she shows a fair bit of promise, and she was excellent in her only run last prep, hitting the line strongly. So I'm keen to see the return of her. Moving on to Rose Hill on Saturday, where we do have a black type race. As we said, it is the Winter Stakes, race 7 on the card. Listed event over 1,400 metres. And I went See the World. His last couple, I have tipped him and he's run well. He never really was put into the race last time. I think he, you know, he gets back, always needs a bit of luck, but I think he'll run the 1,400 out strongly. on Saturday. I've got him ahead of 8-2 Blue, 4 Houseman, and 11 Liberty's Choice.
You'll Never on top for me, number 3. 1-2 races on the row here at Rose Hill, and then has been the best of the run on horses. His next two starts in finishing third behind Mirage and Beauty's Beast. Two starts go, and then Beauty's Beast and Mirage last time. Barrier 2, well, it'll just drop back and be hitting the line strongly. $6, I think it's that's about its right price. Liberty's Choice opens up massive odds, and I've got it in for third. I opened up around about $18. It's certainly not an $18 chance. It's won one race from 19, but I think around about that $8 is a more reasonable price. I put it in for third. In for second, I put in the stablemate of You'll Never, which was Rugged Cross, and that horse found the line generously behind Houseman as well. Last start, and Houseman is my fourth pick, so just jumbling them up. 3, 7, 11, and 4 in the Winter Stakes. But a race of many chances, and probably a race whereby you, if you really want to make sure you got the leg alive in the quaddy, you might have to go wide.
Yeah, and can probably skinny up a couple of those other legs as well. My best, well, I'll skinny up race 6 because my best is Dance of Heroes, number 8. Got a bit of time for this horse, his imported galloper. He trialled really well before that fresh run, which was his Australian debut, and he won. He showed good fight to win along the inside. That was 1600. He then was put aside after missing out at his next run. So he's kept fresh here, just the one trial, and goes into 1350. But I think he's got a fair bit of upside, this horse, and I think it's a very, very winnable race for him to tackle first up. So he's my best, and See the World is my value.
My best is race 2, number 5, Allegria, who I thought was a really good winner at Warwick Farm 4 starts ago, and the next 3 efforts by her have been really good, getting back in the field and hitting the line hard, and particularly last time behind Land Grant. I just thought it was a little bit unlucky, got a bit too far back from the wide barrier. And I think she'll run out a strong 1500 again, and will beat Francesco 58 facets and Ellie Lou in that race. And my value comes up in race 6 against your best bet, another import from the Chris Waller yard, and that's Uppercut. Horse we have only seen once in Australia, and that was back in April 2014. Finished 4th behind Tribe and Tide. On that occasion, it went back from a wide barrier and finished off strongly. So you only be beaten a length and a half, and you go through that field and the performance and the sort of effort that it put in that day, it would really stack up in the benchmark 75. It's had 3 recent trials, contrary to Ricer, and I guess subsequent to my form comment where I mentioned it's had 2 recent trials. I've since discovered it's actually had a 3rd trial, and all those trials have been fairly quiet. But I'm expecting a pretty good performance here first up from Estelle.
All right, and just on that 2-year-old race, there's a bit of interest in the 2-year-old race at Rose Hill. There on Saturday, race 3, I see King's Troop opened very, very short, $2.25. I'm not sure if he's drifted out.
About $3 now.
Yeah, well, that probably makes a bit of sense. He has looked pretty good at the trials and he's well bred, but was there anything in that race you liked? I thought 13 Pearls has been trialling really well. Don't know if it's got a jockey yet. Didn't have a jockey this morning.
Yeah.
So that could be, you know, maybe they're going to scratch on the soft track, but
that's what breeding. I'm thinking as well. And then pedigree, as you've just about touched on, it's exceptional.
Half to epaulette, bull bars, helmet. Is it a full to helmet?
It's a full to helmet, half to epaulette and bull bars. And of course, epaulette and helmet are Group 1 winners. In their own right, and I think Pearls, I mean, when I was going through the form, I thought, gee, this thing's going to be hard to beat, and then you see King's Troop draw Barrier 1, and it's Grand Am has produced Snitzel and Hetchenbrook, and it's just got abundance of early speed, so it's a good quality 2-year-old race, but
ones just, that have raced have got a bit of form too.
Exactly right, Voliere and Inner Circle and Zoo Tenant. Really good, and that's not mentioning another 5 last start winners in the race. So really good race, but I've gone with King's Troop just to be on the safe side. But I could certainly entertain Pearls at a bit of a longer price if it does run.
All right, a race certainly to watch with a fair bit of interest. Morfettville Parks on Saturday. Of course, we had the meeting at Gawler last week. We've got some soft tracks in South Australia at the moment, but the return to Morfettville sees a couple of big fields, certainly in the quaddy legs anyway. I personally have not had much of a look at the form, Carl, so the listeners will be reliant on you to find them their winners.
Yeah, so, well, it's a pretty tricky meeting in Adelaide, and I must admit these Adelaide meetings of late really haven't captured my full imagination. But the best bet I do like is race 5, number 3, Rinnedin, who's trained by Peter Moody to be ridden by Simon Price, and fitted for 3 runs this campaign, knocked up after leaving first up at Swan Hill over the Carnival, then went to a synthetic surface and was a very good winner over Grey Sam Booker, and then last time got too far back after jumping away slowly and the tempo was dead against, and I thought the effort to finish 5th, only beating 3 lengths, was quite good in a benchmark 64 again on the synthetic. Returns to its own age group here, and I think it can be the one, race 5, number 3, Renadon. And my best comes up in the last, that's race 8, number 9, Elysiana, trained by Philip Stokes, to be ridden by Matthew Nelson. This horse was, City placed 5 starts ago in Melbourne in a maiden behind Alison Sheehan's Andrassy, who has got a fair bit of ability. And 3 runs this campaign, good win first up at Gawler. The next 2 efforts, I think, have been reasonable as a beaten favourite, getting back in the field and running on. And I just think it represents good value. I think it ran about $10. I think it can turn the tables on Star Recruit. I'm not sure about Star Recruit in this field, given the fact that they scratched over 2,100 metres last weekend. And there's not that much depth to the event. And Philip Stokes is, of course, up in the premiership standings, and I'm sure he'll be wanting to win this one. So I've got them at race 5, number 3, and race 8, number 9.
All right, Doomben on Saturday. As I mentioned, Tattersall's Mile Handicap is the feature, a listed event, race 6. And interesting race, we've got a few horses sort of stepping up in class here. They're eligible for easier events, but they've stepped up to listed grade. I speak of the likes of Blue Lion and Jubawi Dream in particular. Blue Lion had really caught the eye last week, coming off a bit of a break off his first up run, former Singapore galloper, and his run last week suggested he'd be going very close at his next run. Didn't think he'd be up to listed class, but anyway, I'll put him on top because he's a nice progressive horse, and most of these we've seen their level, so I'll go on Blue Line. 2 Epic I've thrown in for second. He hasn't been able to win this prep, but he always needs a bit of luck. Barrier 1 might settle closer. 10 Jubawi Dream is another of those who's been racing well and steps up out of restricted company, but she'll press forward and might be able to run well. And Tornado Miss is another one who'll go forward, and I thought was one to include as well. 11, 2, 10, 7 for me.
It's a bit interesting, this Tattersall's Mile. It just is a little bit of a strange time in the calendar. I do wonder, they've tinkered a lot with the Carnival in Brisbane. I do wonder if they will try and slot it into a different part of the year, because it's probably it's not a bad race. It's got the usual suspects, but it's probably just a fair stakes race. I've got Trackstar on top. It was a last up winner over Little Brown Horse, and it just came from a trailing position, got a soft run and won nicely. Stays low in the weights. The worry here is the wide barrier, and it may have to concede ground, and that's the only thing that worries me. But I think Trackstar, as I said, down in the weights, that's the way to go. Placed at listed level 4 starts ago in the members' quality. Got it ahead of number 1 Jet Set Lad. I've thrown in 11 Blue Line on your recommendation, Joel, and 4th number 8 Avalanches.
All right, my best for Doomben. We missed out as our value bet at $34 2 weeks ago with Honesta. You guessed it, she ran 4th. And she's opened around $6 or $7 for her next assignment on Saturday, race 1. I'm sticking with her. As I said, the odds have gone, but I think she'll run really well. Blinkers on, she never really travelled. She was back and wide, never really travelled in the last 200. She got moving. Blinkers on might make her travel better. Obviously, Sunshine Coast back to Doomben is obviously a little bit of a query, the smaller track, but I'm keen on her and I'll make her my best. And my value, I'll probably pick the toughest race of the day, the 3-year-old race, always very tough, plenty of depth to these races in Queensland, these 3-year-old cutest races. But race 8, number 8, Amazard. Form looks horrible on paper. But forget the last two runs. She's drawn wide over 1,000 metres and just hasn't been her go. She hasn't been able to get near the lead. She's been stuck wide and just forgivable runs. I thought, well, there's a couple of others that will go forward. I Am Boss is scratched, so that helps. And I thought 1,200, Doomben. I think she might be able to get close to the lead. Robbie Fred for Desley Forster, good combination, and I think at good odds, she can be a sharp improver. Amazard in race 8. Carl, anything else from Doomben for you?
Yeah, just the one, race 7, number 4, Flamboyer. Third up here, placed to both runs this campaign over the Doomben 1200. I expect it to work forward from the wide barrier once again. Hasn't been blessed with good barriers of late, but that also may work into the favour of Flamboyer in that it can balance up and get across the face of the field. And I think most likely the race up outside the lead, and I think we'll be very, very competitive. The only one I'm worried about is number 13, Carriga. If they do go too hard, it has the potential to fly home over the top. But race 7, number 4, Flamboyer on an each-way basis.
All right, Belmont on Saturday over in the West, and we have a listed event here for the three-year-olds. This is the Belmont Classic. We have 6 males and 5 females to do battle. And we're sticking with Dark Musket. Value bet a couple of weeks ago, $10 or $11, and should have won. Just travelled really strongly midfield, closer than he had been, obviously with the step up in distance suiting, and he just got shut out for a run when he needed to, got out with the last sort of 100-150, but the loss of momentum was just too great and he went down narrowly. $5 or $6, happy with that. I think he can improve enough to win. Got him on top of 7 Keysbrook, the only filly in my selections, 2 Northridge and 1 Settlers Creek. Dark Musket will be my value. My best is in the last. Tangier was my best last week and they scratched. He bolted in over a mile last start and looks pretty smart. Stays at the mile. He was in a 2,000 metre race last week, but don't mind that he's staying at a mile, fourth up. And I think he'll be very, very hard to beat. That's about it for Perth. There was one other horse I didn't mind in race 3, number 8, Ricky Tikki Tarvi. Got a bit of time for that horse, so just keep an eye out there. Across the Tasman. On Saturday, we race at Pukekura, New Plymouth, and we also race at Tarapa, where they have 5 jumps races, 2 steeples, 3 hurdles, and a couple of interesting 2-year-old races. They split the 2-year-old race there, and there looks to be some nice trialers stepping out. First of all, Pukekura, my best is Will Ferret, race 4, number 2. Trialed well, fought strongly and impressed when winning on debut, and then just had no soft run last time out. 4 and 5 wide on a testing track. It wasn't a bad place to be out wide, but he was just working the whole way, and I thought he battled on really gainly, considering he was stepping up from a maiden. Danielle Johnson to ride barrier 5 should get a softer run and make amends. And my value was Del Sur T, which is in race 2, number 11. Just thought the distance was too short last time out. I think he's looking for 1,800, so give him another chance. And at Tarapa, my best is Lancaster. Race 4, number 2. Good run on debut. Was right there, going to run a place. Just peaked on a run the last 50 metres. I think the form out of that race will be strong. And I made my value Silento. No, I didn't. I'm going to change my mind. That's right. I do like Silento. Race 11, number 8. I do like Silento, but my value I changed to Stagehand, which is in one of the steeplechase races, the maiden steeple. Has form beside his name of XX. And should have won his last couple. He's running maiden steeples, his last 2. Lost the jockey at the last 2 runs back. Jockey lost the irons last time. It's just been a nightmare. But if he gets the brakes, things go his way, he can finally win that maiden steeplechase. Stagehand in race 5. Well, that just about takes us out for this weekend's racing. Don't forget to pick up your winning post and best bets. Of course, we've got all the form, particularly the winning post, all the form Friday through to Monday. And Carl, before we go, we need a $20 bet.
That's
what have
right.
you come up with?
I'll give them 10 each way at first sight. Flemington race 8, number 2. And I can sympathise with you changing your mind there, Joel, and tripping yourself up, because I did exactly the same thing earlier with Liberty's Choice. I originally put it on top, then I realised I demoted it in for second, but in actual fact I did put it in for third, so it's very, very hard this game.
Yes, and especially when you write numbers down and then actually don't enter into the system what numbers you've written down. So that throws even more confusion into the mix. But anyway, enough rambling. My $20 bet is Honesta, Doomben Race 1, get the turkey early, Race 1, number 12. There we are. Hopefully we found you plenty of winners. And don't forget to pick up your winning post. I've already mentioned that. So we will catch you next week on the Preview Podcast.